Shall we put those in the cupboard down there for later?
Yeah? Go in the fridge.
For the Bruntlett family, like many others, the weekly shop is often on a budget.
What else have we got?
And while fresh fruit and veg is on the list, it's meant sometimes other items are left off.
We don't go for the brand names as like we would have done.
No, we'd perhaps go for the supermarket's own
brands. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
We've definitely noticed, haven't we, that there's an increase in the cost of food, particularly I'd say fruit and vegetables, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And when we shop now, we are very aware, obviously, that we try and eat as healthily as we can do.
The Bruntletts prioritise fresh produce, but a rise in food prices of 33% over 6 years has meant for thousands of other families, the healthy items are the first to go and people are buying less food. Figures from a new report show the average household spend per adult was £102 a month between 2005 and 2007, but this fell by £4 to £98 as the recession struck in 2008, and fell even further by £8.70 to £93.30 from 2010 to 2012.
The price of fruit and vegetables has grown at a quicker rate than the price of processed food, and that might be one reason why we see the switch away from fresh produce like fruit and vegetables towards processed calories.
So as purse strings have tightened, the quality of food being bought suffered. Families with young children and pensioners are worst hit. Shoppers, though, say there are ways around the rising cost of buying fresh.
So I go to the market, so I can go and get all my fresh veg and fruit because it's cheaper than what the shop big stores are.
If you look, you can get the fresh stuff still, but it's just generally the whole bill has gone considerably up.
There is not enough people concentrating on shopping around, looking, and it's there.
Essentially, it appears we're eating less, but eating worse. And often, as for the Bruntletts, eating healthily is about prioritising. And while the recession's being blamed this time, regardless of GDP, the concern is that our health may take even longer to recover. Adele Robinson, Sky News.